Yes, indeed, and we are very much enjoying entering into this communion of light with you, and we are finding ourselves quite pleased and quite honored to be connecting with each of you in all the ways that we are doing so here today in this conversation. And as we enter into this conversation, we do welcome you to our delicious series that is all about what happens now that I have my wonderful body. And this is where we begin. Today, as I'm sitting here in my wonderful body and remembering that it is something that I have, but it is not something that I am, I can feel how relaxing that is. It's really amazing to me how much soothing is possible, even when I think that I'm very relaxed already. It's very fascinating to me that how if I change my mind about something, I can literally feel the muscles in my body relax as they come into alignment with who I am. Part of discovering that I am in this wonderful body and that I have this wonderful body and that it is so wonderful indeed is remembering that it responds to me and that it's not my job to figure out what it is supposed to do. It's my job to lead the way and to say, I am healthy. I feel the vibrancy of this health and well-being flowing through every cell of every part of this body that is so magnificent that I have. And that is me leading the way. That is me setting the course and setting the tone and saying, this is what it is and this is what it is like. There were times in the past when I thought, I have to make sure that I pay attention to what my body is telling me. And now I understand that my body was just telling me whatever it is that I was telling myself. So it was a kind of a closed circle and didn't really allow for any opening. Now, instead, what I am doing is I'm realizing that whatever it is that I'm feeling in my body, that I have a sensory physical sensation feeling of is coming to me in response to something that I'm focused on. Perhaps not in a linear way, perhaps in a much more diffuse, less obvious way. And the goal here is not to undo my thinking. The goal here is to choose a new thought that feels better. The contrast that arises from my physical experience points me in the direction of more health and more well-being and more astonishingly good experiences. Whenever I feel confused about what is happening in my body, all I have to do is just sit and take a deep breath and relax a moment and begin to feel vibrationally and begin to feel physically and just notice where my attention goes. And then allow whatever is happening in that place to be what it is. Relax about it. And realize, this is okay. Whatever this is okay. I have great, great, great appreciation for my physical form. For the physical body, for the extensions of the physical body that I have, for the ways in which I'm aware of my physical reality because of my physical body, for all of the sensations that come with the physicalness of my experience, like my vision, my hearing, my taste, my touch, and my smell. I love all of these different physical interactions that I have because of the physicalness that I have created in my physical form. It's amazing, 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 amazing. So today what I'm doing as I'm sitting here is I'm just paying attention to how wonderful it feels to have this body. It's like taking a very deep breath and relaxing with a big, heavy sigh, realizing that it's so easy to just be right here, right in this physical form, regardless of what is going on, regardless of what it feels like. There are times when there's pain, when there's physical pain, or when there's emotional pain in reaction to physical pain or physical experience. There are times when I'm really worried. There are times when I'm dismissive, when I feel like I'm tra-la-la-ing my way out of my body. There are times when I just want to curl up and lay down and go to sleep, all of which are perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with any of these things. There are times when I want to get out and stretch my legs and wave my arms around, when I want to push pieces of metal back and forth on a pulley. There are times when I want to go for a big long run. There are times when I want to jump into a cold pool of water. There are times when I want to sit in a hot, hot room. There are times when I want to be suffused with the aroma of rose or violet. There are times when I love feeling like I'm just completely enraptured by sandalwood. There are times when the taste of chocolate on my tongue is more ecstatic than anything that I've known. And there are times when energy courses through my body in a sexual way that feels so amazing. There are times when I touch someone, and there are times when I am touched by someone. And whether it's just a nice hug, or whether it is holding hands with a friend or a loved one, whether it's sitting and watching someone that I love, whether it's sitting there and being watched by someone that I love, whether it's looking out over a mountain, looking down into a valley, looking at the leaves on trees, watching the snow fall, watching very small animals walk around gathering nuts and berries, and watching deer try to eat their way through a garden that I've planted, whether it's listening to a cat meow or listening to a baby laugh, whether it's listening to a thunderstorm or an astonishing musical composition that is extremely complex or one that is extremely simple, whether it's listening to a song that I used to dance to, whether it's getting up and dancing to it or not, whether it's just sitting here and noticing the feel of the air on my cheek. Whatever I'm doing in this amazing body, it is wonderful. And I'm just sitting here noticing it. The wonderful thing is I can do this at any time, anywhere, any place. I can stop and use my body as a way to focus in on the present moment, to feel my toes and the bottoms of my feet, to wiggle my fingers and clench my fists and release them, to take a deep breath using my diaphragm, to open my eyes and look around and look for color and texture, to find new ways of hearing what seem like cacophonous sounds, to see if I can distinguish them, to breathe in deeply and enjoy the contrast between the sour smell that I don't like and the sweet smell that I do, to just taste the air on my tongue. Or remember once again what the back of my teeth feel like when my tongue is pressing up against them. I can stop at any given moment, no matter what is going on, and I can use my physical body to tap into the current state of physical manifestation as it has occurred, and use that as a jumping-off point for more and more and more and more. I can even sit, when I have one of those headaches that sort of chases itself around the inside of my skull and goes to this part and then goes to that part and then goes to this part and back over here and back over there, I can even follow that and at least sit apart from it for a bit and observe it and notice it. Maybe not with great appreciation and with delight and wonder and joy, but definitely with a bit of awe at what is happening, and a bit of awe and a bit of wonder at how the nervous system works and how the cells and the nerve endings and all these different things work themselves out. And any time that I'm feeling pain in my body, whether it's stiffness or something more, I can actually stop and feel it. And one of the things that I've noticed is because I've gotten so very good and I'm getting more and more practiced at feeling what it feels like when things feel really good, that my ability to feel the vibrational wave of the thought of whatever it is that's passing through my body and feels like physical discomfort of some sort or another, that I'm getting so good at just feeling the energy that it now moves. It doesn't sit and spiral down in. Not as much anymore. I suspect that my wonderful body has gone through tremendous changes that I've never seen or even known anything about. For I don't know anything about how the liver works or the kidneys. I know what I read. I know what others have observed. But I don't really understand how it works. But I do know what it feels like when it is working, and I do know what it feels like when it isn't working, or at least when it's not working in the way that I want it to. And that has been something else that has been very delicious to notice about my wonderful body, and that is that it is always actually working quite well, no matter what is going on. I may not like how it's working out, but it is always working out. To ride the wave of that inevitability of its perfection makes the parts that I don't like evolve much faster because I'm no longer adding resistance to them. Pain subsides. Weird, strange creakiness goes away. And I feel better. Physically, emotionally, vibrationally, mentally. And so here I sit in my wonderful, amazing body, enjoying the heck out of it, very relaxed and very easy with it all. And I just keep thinking about how wonderful it is and how much better it's getting and how much more enjoyment there is to be had. And I can't wait to see what happens next. So, once again, we find ourselves quite pleased and quite honored to have been connecting with each of you in all the ways that we have done so here today. And as always, we very much look forward to the next time that we are able to do so again. And until that very delicious and very wonderful time, we do bid you all a very fond farewell.